It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, Trump hates her.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
No, Trump supports her, doesn't he?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
That's Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh. He likes Roseanne.
Yeah.
You know, this team is just not that good.
Really? Both of them start with R?
Never confuse those two.
No.
Well. It seems good talent is hard to find.
A bag with a queer...
A what? He had a bag with a what in it?
A clear...
That's...
A clear crystallized substance.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Well, Classic BMW brings us yet another edition of the Emergency Break of the Week. We give you three wheels-off comments or candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us. It may not be the first time, but it's the first time in a long time that the Saturday show known as the Kick Around has been nominated. Peter Welpton was talking to Justin Montemayor, who was sitting in on the Kick Around. And Peter hit Justin with a very unfortunate joke. You know, Justin is a cancer survivor. And Peter tried that line of humor.
It was pretty crazy. So Arsenal wins today 2-0. They leap Watford, and they now sit in fifth. Right behind Spurs on a goal differential, and now have won their last five games in a row. Go, go, Gunners.
Sorry, is that you clicking your pen?
Yeah, is that what you're sorry?
I thought I had a brain tumor. I couldn't figure out what that noise was.
Well, you know,
now I got
considering
it.
Your history, maybe you do. Liverpool.
Whoa, that's dark.
Jeez.
Okay.
Can we all just be friends? Lord.
Okay.
Sorry, that was rude.
Wow. It's unbelievably dark.
It's really dark. Boy, and
given your history.
This is saying a lot, but that's one of the darkest things I've ever heard in the history of the ticket.
Yes, I know. Very
it's
unfortunate.
So cruel.
I don't support that joke.
So cruel.
And I don't think Justin did either. Justin normally laughs and rolls with everything. I didn't really hear him laughing there.
I would not have laughed if I had been Justin.
He was upset. He called me that night. I had to comfort him and counsel him, yeah.
That was nice of you. Now, one more time, just to make everyone feel tense.
It was pretty crazy. So Arsenal wins today 2-0. They leap Watford, and they now sit in fifth, right behind Spurs on a goal differential, and now have won their last five games in a row. Go, go, Gunners.
Sorry, is that you clicking your pen?
Yeah, is that what you're sorry?
I thought I had a brain tumor. I couldn't figure out what that noise was.
Well, you know,
now I got
considering
it.
Your history, maybe you do. Liverpool.
Whoa, that's dark.
Jeez.
Okay.
Can we all just be friends? Lord.
Okay.
Sorry, that was rude.
The darkness music.
All right, there's Peter Welpton up for an emergency break of the week as candidate number one. Candidate number two from the Norm and D show, it's Donnie, who was trying to say the phrase, challenge flag. Challenge flag is what he's looking for.
I was shocked they didn't go back and either challenge it or, you know, try to measure. If I'm Detroit, I don't have anything to lose to try and measure that back. Throw a challenge flag to see where they get that one. Flag.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't hear anything strange. I just heard him say challenge flag, didn't you?
I was shocked they didn't go back and either challenge it or, you know, try to measure. If I'm Detroit, I don't have anything to lose to try and measure that back. Throw a challenge flag to see where they get that one. Flag.
Yes.
it is.
Yes.
What would that be? A challenge?
Okay.
Just what? How would you throw a challenge?
It just doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah. We'll leave that one alone. But it is candidate number two. There, Donnie Dew. Candidate number three, Mike Reiner from the Hardline, trying to ranch report. Mike just forgot what the heck they were talking about.
By the way, the Cowboys had 414 total yardage on Sunday. The Chiefs, it was close, 446 for the Chiefs.
Okay, okay. Yeah, close I guess enough. It was Denver was ahead of them at one point, which was interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Oh.
Michael, it's not you, it's me. I do that to people.
No, no, no. It's not. It's not you. It's me. So how did everybody, I remember what I was going to ask you about. It's about the offensive line. How did everybody feel about them the other day?
How are those boys doing?
Gosh.
Oh, man, Mike. One more time.
By the way, they have the Cowboys had 414 total yardage on Sunday. The Chiefs, it was close, 446 for the Chiefs.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Yeah, close I guess enough. It was Denver was ahead of them at one point,
yeah,
which was interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Michael, it's not you, it's me. I do that to people.
No, no, no. It's not. It's not you, but it's me. So how did everybody, I remember what I was going to ask you about. It was about the offensive line. How did everybody feel about them the other day?
You know, that's reminiscent of that famous Mike Ebrake where he says, I can't remember exactly, but it's like, two things about this game. Number one, it wasn't Romo's fault. And number two,
it just wasn't Romo's fault.
Just out there. And then Corby says, you forgot number two, didn't you? He goes, yeah, I did.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Justin Montemayor, or Peter Welton talking to Justin Montemayor, Donnie or Rhines, 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly today. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, this is P1 Will's uncle, and I went ahead and had to talk with him about the birds and the bees, and I explained to him my favorite, the DVDA, and I'd like to responsibly vote for Monty's benign tumor.
Okay, thank you.
Wow. A lot wrong with that call.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello, sports caller. You're on the air. Moses.
AM radio.
Reginald Sizemore.
No. Die. Oh, gosh. I wish we would have cut him off. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Where are you getting your homophobia in today's world? It's a simple question. Where are you getting your homophobia?
Thank you. We all got a good kick out of that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, this was an easy one. For the second week in a row, give me the South Oak Cliff con man.
Mike Rayner with an early vote there. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I would like to talk my vote for Mike.
Turn down your radio.
Yeah, but we'll register your vote for Mike. Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This is inmate 42712.
It was supposed to be Bill Cosby, I think, and I didn't figure out who he voted for.
I couldn't either.
He just kind of faded away. What'd you say, Jer?
I just got rid of the end of that because I think he said something he shouldn't
have. Oh, he said something really bad? Okay, I didn't hear that part. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's paint piercing, and Doyle King is my leader.
Okay. We don't have that confirmed. Hi, you're on the
ticket. By the way, that call accomplished nothing.
No. It's not a productive vote or call.
None of us have gotten forward in life.
No, we didn't gain anything from that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Craig, thanks for knocking us off the bed after George pinned me down. I want to vote for the gay challenge.
Mark Judge reference.
Jeez.
Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Shout out to the 1% Hick Food and Angry Midget. Give me Peter Welton, who's good at jokes but sucks at soccer.
Okay. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins e-break?
I would like to vote for the very old and the very gray wolf.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yes, I want to vote for Donnie Dew.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins Z-Break?
Is Davey there?
No, oh, Davey's not here.
It's Stoma Man. The guy who wanted a hug from Davey in the boys' clothing department.
I just wanted a hug. I was really lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to vote for us there, Stoma Man.
I want to vote for the tumor that was removed from my throat.
Oh.
Right. I guess that's a nod to Peter Welton there. Thank you, Stoma Man, for calling in. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Yeah, we've got some strong contenders this week. I just think that with... All right, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Sports caller, go ahead. You're on the ticket.
Hey, do you guys know who Straight Cash Mahomie is?
What?
Who?
Straight Cash Mahomie, he's a bitch, and so are you, George.
Gosh.
Well, that may be true. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello.
Oh, it's Michelle Wee. How are you, Michelle?
I'm so cold and wet.
Okay.
I like to vote who responsibly.
Okay, vote responsibly.
Go ahead.
Coco.
Coco?
Coco's not up, you idiot. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the old dementia of Rhines.
Well, right. We don't know that it's that, but that is a deciding vote, and we have ourselves a winner.
Hey.
Mike Reina.
By the way, the Cowboys had 414 total yardage on Sunday. The Chiefs, it was close, 446 for the Chiefs.
Okay. Yeah, close enough. It was Denver was ahead of them at one point, which was interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Oh.
Oh. Michael, it's not you, it's me. I do that to people.
No. It's not you, David. It's me. So I remember what I was going to ask you about. It's about the offensive line. How did everybody feel about them the other day?
How did the Justin one not win, though?
I don't know. It's so shocking.
Worst thing ever.
How many wins is that for Rhines?
79th win, 19 behind Norman Bale denied Hitzkus.
He's catching up.